Paul therefore can say, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. My friend, it's only the Lord Jesus that can save you. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, he goes back to the creation. And I don't know when creation took place. A great many folk think, those of us that are fundamentalists, that we believe that God created this universe in 4004 B.C. at 9:32 in the morning. My friend, may I say, that's about as asinine a viewpoint as I know anything about. I do not know any of my fundamental brethren that believe them. Way back yonder in the beginning, God created it. And I think in the ages of the past, and if you want billions of years, I say put them in. If you want trillions of years, put them in. If you need squillions of years, put them in, brother. Our God's a God of eternity, and he wasn't sitting around twiddling his thumbs waiting for man to appear on the scene. Man's a Johnny-come-lately, of course, but God's been here a long time. And this universe goes way back. I don't know what happened to it. Something happened to it. And it bears evidence of that. And finally, my friend, God moved in, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light. So God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and it shined in our hearts. What happens is this. The Holy Spirit of God, and the word back there in the Greek in Genesis 1 is that the Spirit of God brooded. And the Spirit of God brings conviction to us. And then he regenerates us. And the light of the glorious gospel shines in our hearts in the face of Jesus Christ. And we're back looking at him again. Someone has said, look saves, but the gaze sanctifies. And we need to spend a lot of time looking at him.